Johnny Farrow here from the Distract and Disable program. You are listening to WGXC Acra.
Hello, WGXC listeners. This is Kelly McCon. Campbell Hudson is hosting its monthly dinner on Tuesday, February 6th at 5:30 in our Solaris building, 360 Warren Street. Come experience community and meet new people and old friends over a freshly prepared meal made by our local volunteers. Everyone is invited and no one will be turned away. We will be glad to see you there, and please bring a friend.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Teo Campo-Real of Athens, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Luke Parsnow reports at New York State of Politics that Representative Elise Stefanik told the other Republicans running for president to drop out of the race after her man, former President Donald Trump, trounced all comers in the Iowa primary on January 15th. Trump took 51% of the votes in Iowa, followed by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis with 21%. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley with just above 19%, and Ohio entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy at just under 8%. Stefanik said, and I quote, "As I have said for over a year, President Trump will be our Republican nominee and will defeat Joe Biden in November. I am calling on every other candidate, all of whom have no chance to win, to drop out so we can unify and immediately rally behind President Trump so that we can focus 100% of our resources on defeating Joe Biden to save America," end quote. Stefanik represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District and is the chair of the House GOP Conference, the third highest ranking Republican in Congress. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. CBS News reports that the U.S. Senate passed a continuing resolution 68-13 on January 16th, with Democrats leading efforts to avoid a government shutdown. The House, led by Republicans, has not made as much progress on passing continuing resolutions extending government funding deadlines to March 1st and March 8th to give both chambers time to approve long-term funding. The U.S. government will run out of money at the end of the week. New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the leading Democrat, said they want funds for Ukraine and Israel to fight wars, while House Speaker Mike Johnson spoke about funding for border security.
At stake is the security of our country, the survival of our friends in Ukraine, the safety of our friends in Israel, and nothing less than the future of Western democracy.
We understand that all these things are important, but we must insist that the border be the top priority. I think we have some consensus around that table. Everyone understands the urgency of that, and we're going to continue to press for it.
Read more about this story at CBS News. Luke Parsnow reports in New York State of Politics that Representative Mark Molinaro raised $447,701 in the fourth quarter of 2023 for nearly $2.2 million throughout the year for the Republican reelection campaign, his office said on January 18th. So far, Democrat Josh Riley, who lost to Molinaro in 2022, and Democrat Dan Butterman are also running for the 19th congressional district seat. Riley, a former congressional aide and law clerk for the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, lost by 2 points to Molinaro and is behind in fundraising this year. Riley said recently he had raised $696,556 in the fourth quarter of 2023 and has more than $1.45 million in cash on hand. Republicans took control of the House of Representatives in 2022 by flipping several seats, including the 19th Congressional District. The New York elections are again expected to tilt control of the House to the winners. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Zachary Basu reports for Axios that former President Donald Trump is considering picking Representative Elise Stefanik to be his vice presidential candidate. Stefanik is, and I quote, a top pick, end quote, according to former Trump chief strategist Steve Bannon. Stefanik was the first member of Congress to endorse Trump and will campaign with the former president in New Hampshire this weekend before the state's January 23rd primary. Trump reportedly told allies in December, and I quote, she's a killer, end quote, after Stefanik's confrontation with university presidents at a hearing on campus anti-Semitism. Stefanik would not comment on the vice presidential possibility and said, and I quote, I'm not going to get into any of my conversations with President Trump. I'm honored to call him a friend. I'm proud to be the first member of Congress to have endorsed his reelection, and he had a huge win in Iowa. So we're very excited about that, end quote. Read more about this story in Axios.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.
And now, here is your WGXC Weekend Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting a mostly cloudy Saturday with a temperature high near 19 degrees. There will be wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees and a northwest wind at 11 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight it will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 11 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 4 degrees and a northwest wind at around 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. On Sunday, it will be sunny with a temperature high near 25 degrees. There will be a northwest wind at 11 to 15 miles an hour with gusts as high as 26 miles per hour. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 11 degrees. And on Monday, it will be sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And that is your weekend weather report from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lee Jameson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM. WGXC. Grabbable, handleable, listener-fueled radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Hudson's Rebecca Borer has an audio project called Rager and a 2023 album called Presence is a Present. This is Light the Candle from Rager on the radio.
It's coming out.
number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine.
Nine.
Music or noise, 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 music, 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 music.
Number
eight. I have a house in the land to the north, one half of it red gold, the lower half of silver, its porch is of white bronze, and its threshold copper, and of the wings of white yellow birds is its thatch, I think. Its candlesticks are golden, with a candle of great purity, with a gem of precious stone in the middle of the house. But for myself and the High Queen, none of us are sad, none of us are sad. A household there without old age, with yellow crested hair.
From the 2023 album Murmurs and Whispers, that was Kopaik's PG6 with I Have a House.
number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
number.
Six. Thank you.
That was Rodney Allen Greenblatt, a Catskill-based artist, with his 2018 electronic album Beep Beep Type Music. That's the song How to Avoid a Dystopian Future from Rodney Allen Greenblatt.
Number
five. I am a part of a wonder. And the wonders of a drip of water falling from the sky.
Thank you. come apart. I become a part of the wonder.
Lonnie Holly there from the 2023 album Oh Me, Oh My. That was I Am Part of the Wonder with More Mother.
Number
4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4.
Next, we have 2023 music from the album The Intrinsic Nature of Ship from jazz pianist Matthew Ship. This is Jazz Frequency from Matthew Ship. Thank you.
number
three.
Next, we have 2023 new music from Kurt Vile from his album Back to Moon Beach. This is Tom Petty's Gone.
Dylan's here. And what a slippery son of a gun. If he was ever in my sights, I'd probably melt down like a nuclear reactor. Yeah, I would. But what's the world coming to end? I think we better glue it down. And how am I gonna make amends with a world run by corrupt men? All the same, will you tell him I asked for him, asked for him, asked for him? Should've cut the wild one. is gone away. You just up and spun off of its axis. I may never find a match for it. And if you see it, say hello. If you see him, will you tell him I asked for him, 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 asked for him. Yeah.
Number
two.
Here is from the 2024 album Hard Banger Lovers, Volume 1 through 4, from Gushy. This is Summer Death.